If you are deep into your spiritual practice, I'm talking years, decades, and you're still struggling to speak your truth, then I have an invitation for you. And this is specifically for those of you who know that your liberation comes from your creative business. You are here to help create a new world. And that is why your voice is extremely necessary. But you're struggling. What you need to do is clear the fears that are holding you back and make sure you're moving not only with love, but with power. I urge you to register for my free 3-day intensive Altar of Trust. We're going to reprogram close to 100 subconscious beliefs. On day one, we'll create an altar for trusting your vision, which of course includes money, which of course includes sensuality, as the subconscious often treats them the same. Day two, we'll create an altar for trusting your marketing, which means how attractive do you feel to have millions of eyes on you when your business goes viral, which it should, and I can teach you how. Day three, we'll create an altar for success and clear out all the ways you love to self-sabotage to protect yourself. You can register for free at truthvibration.com/altar. Do it quick because spots are limited. Welcome back to the Truth Mastery series. This is part 6. I really love being poured into. And that's today's intention, is to open the energy for you to even just be open to being poured into. There's this reflex that so many of us learned, myself included, that looks like strength, but it's actually protection. And it says, I got this. It says it when you're exhausted. It says it when help is right here. Underneath that reflex is this quiet belief that no one's going to catch me. Why ask anyway? Or help has strings attached. Or if I receive that, then I'm in debt to that person. The transactional nature of being given to is an untruth. And you can feel it in the body as like your jaw clenches and your voice might get a little higher. The impulse is to disappear when the need appears. The impulse is to go quiet. The impulse is to prove your competence. Now, hyper-independence looks tidy, but it's expensive. It costs intimacy. It costs ease. It caps expansion because your nervous system is busy preventing its own collapse. It should be welcoming support. So here's the truth we are reprogramming today, is that being poured into is critical to your leadership. Being poured into is critical to your femininity or your masculinity, whichever polarity is you. Receiving is not the opposite of sovereignty. It's how sovereignty is sustained. It's safe to be tended to. It's safe to ask early. It's safe to let others carry weight while you carry the vision. It's so nice to co-regulate. It's so nice to be with community. Community doesn't dilute power. Community amplifies power. You know all of this, right? I know you know all this, but how do we have it actually impact your day-to-day life? We're widening your capacity to receive practical help, time, money, skills, presence, love, pleasure. And all at the same time, your boundaries can stay clean, your heart can stay open. We're letting your attention recognize the signals of support and then interpret them as delicious, as safe, as more please, as fuck yes. So inside Truth Mastery, we hold 2 layers for this. Here on the podcast, I give you the downloads, the new feelings, the delicious, like the exact encodings, the yes statements that teach your body how to be poured into without apology. Now over in the program, we do the underworld work. We clear vows like, okay, well, why am I only worthy when I'm useful? Or it doesn't work that I'm safer when I do it myself, or that love has obligation embedded in it. We do these really gentle cord clearings and forgiveness work with past partners, authority figures, so that these old hooks stop pulling you back into overfunctioning. In the Truth Mastery module, The Invisibility Detox, we unwind the habit of disappearing when you need help, and we replace it with visible, clean asks. We practice attachment repair in real time with micro asks, co-regulation drills, and delegation that lands as an opportunity for people. You are never an imposition. And inside Truth Mastery, we map your circle of support and we build simple systems so that help can arrive way before a crisis, not after, okay? If you are new here, welcome. Let this be simple. Don't force anything. Say yes to what serves you and skip what does not. Please don't do this while you're driving or moving. This is something to come back to when you can be still. And this is going to feel the best with your eyes closed, relaxed, laying down, sitting back, jaw soft, breath low in the belly. In a moment, I will guide you into a visualization to receive this encoding. And we're asking for the knowing and feeling that support comes to you constantly and you can receive it without apology. The knowing that being held is your new normal. The knowing that you can stay sovereign and still let people be close. The knowing that your lineage is honored and not threatened by your thriving. The knowing that forgiveness can dissolve old hooks. That's how powerful that energy is. And that intimacy will grow through repair inside of that forgiveness. Now, as you follow the sound of my voice, and as you say yes, just notice what shifts. Notice what shifts after a sleep cycle, too. Notice a warmth in the chest or just a quietness behind the eyes in the next few minutes. Notice resistance. I am the master of resisting these, okay? If resistance surfaces, like stories about debt or aloneness or strings attached, perfect. That is data. That is not failure. Let it be seen. Keep breathing. The words will meet you exactly where you are. It's pretty incredible. So settle in now. Soften your tongue. Soften your eyes. Let your shoulders drop. Place one hand on your heart and one on your low belly. Give yourself permission to be tended to. Give yourself permission to be poured into. Let's begin. Imagine energy pooling at the soles of your feet. Take a deep breath in. This energy grounds you. It provides for you. It protects you. It has a color. See the color. Take a deep breath in. This energy pushes up between all 10 toes, gathering at the ankles, swirling around the calves. Take a deep breath in. This energy moves around the knees, wrapping around the thighs, swirling around the hips. Take a deep breath in. And this energy floods your belly. Your belly totally relaxes. Take a deep breath in. This energy moves up into the heart. Feel yourself begin to smile behind the heart. Take a deep breath in. Your fingertips relax. Your forearms relax. Your elbows relax and your shoulders get to rest. Take a deep breath in. This energy moves into the throat. We move quickly as to not give your rational mind too much time to think and reflect and judge and assess. And your throat begins to activate. It begins to tingle and activate. Your ability to speak truth begins to activate. Take a deep breath in. And this energy comes up to the third eye, center of the forehead, meets the center of the crown. Take a deep breath in. The third eye begins to tingle and activate. Your ability to see a vision for your life begins to activate. And as you take a deep breath in, this energy pushes up above the crown. And right above the crown forms a beautiful ball of light. See yourself inside this ball of light, just above the crown. And you begin to go up. Take a deep breath in. You begin to go up above the room you're in, up above the building you're in, up above the trees, up above the clouds. Take a deep breath in. You begin to push past the outermost core of our atmosphere, shooting up into the known galaxies. Take a moment to look back and observe our solar system and its perfect rotation around the sun. You enjoy its beauty. And then you go up. And up and up, as this too becomes a pinprick in your mind, you begin to go up through the known galaxies into the unknown. Up and up you go through dark lights and bright lights, up and up past shades of pink and shades of blue. Up and up through the luminescent golden orb of the fifth plane. This is where the ascended masters live. You feel your angels and guides rush in and hold you and lift you as you go up and up and up. Immediately you go through a jelly-like substance. The more you push, the easier it becomes. The more you resist, the easier it becomes to just totally let go and lift up and up and up. Immediately, a sparkling, pearlescent white light forms. Go through it. And as you do, you merge into the pure creative force of all that is. All that ever was, all that ever will be. You bring light to your highest vibration. And from here, you say yes. Would you like to know what it feels like and how to be poured into without apology? Yes. And that you can and you do, yes. Would you like to know that you can always be connected to the creator of all that is, while you receive at the same time, yes. And while you rest at the same time, yes. And that help and resources always arrive easily, giving you this program now, yes. Would you like to let support come to you easily and know how to recognize it when it knocks, yes? Giving you the program, I'm easy to help, yes. Giving you the program, I'm easy to love. Yes, it's so true. Would If you'd like to know how to receive practical help without guilt or debt, yes. And that you know how to let others carry weight while you carry vision, yes. And that you can and you do, yes. Giving you the program, being held is my new normal, yes. Giving you the program, being held is the responsible thing to do sometimes, yes. Giving you the program, being held brings self-respect, yes. Giving you the program, being fully supported is the responsible thing to do sometimes, yes. Would you like to know how to be celebrated and tended to and resourced all at the same time without over-giving in return, yes? And that it's safe to say, just say thank you, yes? Are you ready to release the belief that self-reliance equals your worthiness, yes? Clearing any oaths, vows, obligations related to that trust must feel dangerous, yes? And that you're impervious to any psychic attacks around being abandoned and the panic that comes with it, yes? And that you're impervious to resentment fantasies about receiving, yes? Would you like to know what it feels like to be impervious to the urge to disappear when you need help? Yes. Giving you Creator's highest knowing and understanding that friendship, mentors, peers can pour wisdom into you. Yes. Would you like to know what it feels like to allow your lineage to feel honored by you thriving? Yes. Sending forgiveness to all the people, the specific people and past dynamics that closed this openness and taught you being poured into is unsafe, yes? Would you like to know what it feels like to receive love and money and miracles while you sleep, yes? And that everything can happen in your favor, yes? And that your generosity can flow from your overflow, yes. Would you like to know what it feels like to allow your home to be serene? To allow your work to be serene, yes? To allow your day-to-day life to be serene because you're so poured into, yes? Clearing any protection that's wrapped around your heart, yes. Clearing any anger that's wrapped around your heart, yes. That it's okay if things change and plans change and circumstances change because you are held, yes. That you're in daily connection with the Creator of all that is, yes. And that you know how to live life as if overflow is your normal because it is now, yes. Lift up and up and up and ask the Creator, is there anything else I need to know to move forward with my day today? Show me now. Listen. When you're ready, thank the Creator. come down through the layers and layers of light. Down into this galaxy. Down into this atmosphere. Down below the clouds, below the trees, down into the building you're in, down into the room you're in, and watch this energy rinse over you like a beautiful rain bath, harmonizing, revitalizing every cell and molecule, clearing any residual hooks, cords, attachments, bonds that no longer serve you at this time. Imagine this energy pooling and collecting at the soles of your feet, knowing you remain protected in it for the rest of the day. Bring it up through each chakra as it gently comes to the crown of your head. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Enjoy your day. If you've been loving the affirmations that I shared in today's episode, I have something special for you. I'm offering free, downloadable PDFs of all the affirmations from each podcast episode so you can keep them with you wherever you go. And they're really beautifully designed. So just head over to my website to grab yours. Just head over to stephaniecarlin.com/PDF, and you can grab yours instantly, like right now. Download them, print them, start reprogramming your mind with every single word. Reinforce it in the conscious realm with your lips. You will be amazed at how simple and powerful and life-changing these affirmations can be when you speak them every day. So go get yours now.